Late winter is an excellent time to head indoors to galleries and art spaces in the region. In a moment, we'll meet three architecture students at the University of Arkansas showing their studies of place in the Ann Kittrell Art Gallery. First, a packed, though admittedly not comprehensive list of visual art opportunities in our region. The next few weeks offer several of those opportunities, beginning with a last chance. The exhibit, In Defense of Dark Art, A Didactic Experience, closes at the end of business tomorrow. The photography of Neil Holland and Kyle Agee can be seen at the John Brown University Art Gallery in Siloam Springs. Monday, a reception for an exhibit of art created by artists with lifestyles will be held at the Green Bean in Rogers. You can learn more at lifestylesinc.org. Thursday, the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum opens an adjacent exhibit to their already on view, The Secrets of Mona Lisa. The Valentine's Day opening preview of Mona Lisa's Daughters includes selected portraits from the Arkansas Art Center. A member's preview begins Thursday evening at 5. The collection is available for public viewing beginning Friday and will remain in Fort Smith through March 17th. Two exhibits currently up at the University of Arkansas will remain on display through the end of February. Employing Voice, Embracing Agency, Contemporary African-American Artists includes works from the collection of Darryl Walker, former University of Arkansas basketball star. The works can be seen in the university's Department of Fine Arts Gallery. Also lasting through the 28th, an exhibit of print works by Amos Kennedy Jr. He's based in Alabama, and he'll be featured on our program Friday. If you'd like to see his work before our interview airs, just go to the University of Arkansas Fine Arts Gallery. Award-winning works of high school students from across Northwest Arkansas can be seen at the Art Center of the Ozarks through the 22nd of this month. Then, opening on February 28th, will be award-winning art from students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade. That's also at the Art Center of the Ozarks in downtown Springdale. Meanwhile, the countdown is on to the opening of American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The opening, 18 days away. That's March 9th. The exhibit will be free for members, $12 per person otherwise. An exhibit examining the role photography can play in architecture is open on the University of Arkansas campus this month. SiteWorks, A Discovery of Place, includes photography of five U of A architecture and landscape architecture students and was developed during an elective course last fall. Phoebe Liquor, a professor of landscape architecture, taught the class.
Photography is an under-taught area in architectural education. And I think it has the real capacity to be used by design students to learn about sites that are potential for built projects as a way to research the site and also as a catalyst for future design proposals.
Last night, Phoebe Liquor and three of the five students with work on the walls at the art gallery met me in the Ann Kittrell Gallery. Using photographs, the five collections each focus on one specific site in Northwest Arkansas. Nick Jabb selected a section of Fayetteville with a recent history of development, where a former power plant has been converted to a seafood restaurant and other business and residential sites have blossomed. The photos are contemporary, but have a ghostly quality after Nick has removed electric poles and utility lines and replace them with pale silhouettes.
The purpose behind sort of taking out the, extracting the images, the power lines out of the images, is to actually enhance their presence. It's sort of addition by subtraction. And they have they really have a powerful way of making space and defining space on the site and leading up to the site and around the site that's very particular to the powerhouse place, and I wanted to bring that out in the artifact because it's something that I discovered through the process of taking images on the site.
Well, Nick picked a location that has gone from overgrown to developed. Hannah Hefner's selection for a site to study with her digital camera is quite the opposite. She found a decaying warehouse where nature is reclaiming the floor, walls, and contents of the structure. She used the combination of natural light seeping in and the crumbling facade to find a new way to look at an old building.
There are holes in the walls that create this fantastic quality of light. It's different at any moment in the day, and then throughout the year it changes based on the season.
Hannah includes just over a couple dozen photos in her part of the exhibit, some pictures overlapping others, all bursting with vibrant colors from late summer. What she includes is less than 1% of what she shot.
Oh, I took maybe 2,000, 2,500 or something like that.
Jose Guardino chose to study downtown Rogers in both realistic drawings and photographs. He follows the patterns of the downtown area through 40-year spans, 1920, 1960, 2000, and his suggested concept of what the downtown could look like in 2040. He thinks his contribution to this exhibit might help viewers understand the value of building in an established downtown.
Many people will prefer to have like a parking space instead of a building or something like in downtown, and like basically for people that it's there, they don't recognize that it's more important to have these spaces together than like all spread. And basically what they had before, it was like just perfect, like everything was like really close to each other, and now they're trying to like spread everything and occupy more land instead of putting them all together.
Jose, Nick, and Hannah, as well as the other students included in the exhibit, Hector Bello and Robert Whitmore, are used to studying place for their projects. That's what architects and landscape architects do. They're also used to exposing their work to faculty, professionals, and fellow students in the School of Architecture. What's unusual for them right now is having their work on walls for the general public to inspect. Nick Jabb says he relishes this opportunity.
I think it's good to have those conversations. Both when you can explain your work to someone else, it means you can explain it to yourself, first of all, and that's important. But also, people who don't come from a design field necessarily have equally as important things to say about these processes that are going on, and the final artifacts as well. So it's always interesting to hear those little vignettes.
I really care about the emotions associated with sites.
Hannah Hefner, another of the artists in the SiteWorks show.
So I really love asking people what they think of my photographs, and I love hearing suggestions of like other places I should go, because everyone has their special places that they are really attached to in a lot of ways.
Phoebe Lickwar, who taught the class that evolved into this month's exhibit, says the power of photography remains vitally important for architects.
I think the thing I'm most interested in about photography is the way that it allows you to focus on the kind of ephemeral experiential qualities of a place, the temporal aspects of a place, and the spatial aspects of a place. And that's why I think it's so germane to the design professions and people involved in changing the built environment.
A reception for the five students' work is tonight at the Ann Kittrell Gallery inside the Arkansas Student Union on the University of Arkansas campus. It begins at 6:30, and the reception is free and open to the public. And the exhibit will remain up through the 21st.
It's an NPR News special, live coverage of President Obama's State of the Union address. I'm Melissa Blogg. Join me for in-depth analysis and reaction from members of Congress. You'll also hear the Republicans' response to the president's speech. It's an NPR News special, President Obama's State of the Union address.
The State of the Union live coverage tonight at 8 o'clock on KUAF 91.3 FM. It will also include the Republican response as well as analysis from the NPR News team. Live coverage beginning at 8 tonight on KUAF 91.3 FM.